This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. Before he became a patriot and founding father, Benjamin Franklin was a businessman. In This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin, Dr. Blaine McCormick takes a closer look at Benjamin Franklin's business years, offering insight and motivation for today's business leaders.
And here's This Month in the Life of Benjamin Franklin for events happening in the first half of July. July 4th, 1776 is America's Independence Day, but Franklin's personal day of independence might have been July 14th, 1730. On this day, Franklin dissolved his first business partnership with Hugh Meredith. 2 years earlier, Franklin entered the agreement to gain access to capital as Meredith's father was willing to bankroll a new printing operation for his son Hugh and his friend Franklin, whom the father believed to be a good influence on his son. Alas, Hugh Meredith's drinking problem ultimately got the best of him, and he and Franklin parted ways. Franklin bought out the Meredith's share of the partnership and was finally free to set up his own printing operation, 6 long years after first wanting to do so. On July 6, 1749, Franklin penned some advice to his friend, the evangelist George Whitefield. Whitefield was famous for preaching in the open air to the masses. However, his fame was growing, and he mentioned in a letter to Franklin that he had new opportunities to preach among the great. Franklin mentioned that Confucius used to use this method successfully to spread virtue in China. He counseled Whitefield that converting the famous first can be effective because, quote, "there are numbers that perhaps fear less the being in hell than being out of fashion," unquote. While at sea between Philadelphia and London, Franklin finished the preface of his 1758 almanac on July 7, 1757. Officially titled Father Abraham's Speech, the piece is best known by its popular title, The Way to Wealth. The goal of the piece was to condense as many of Poor Richard's maxims as possible into one essay. It remains in print today and is surprisingly fun reading. Consider Father Abraham's lament about rising tax rates. Friends and neighbors, the taxes are indeed very heavy, and if those laid on by the government were the only ones we had to pay, we might more easily discharge them. But we have many others. We are taxed twice as much by our own idleness, 3 times as much by our pride, and 4 times as much by our folly. And from these taxes, the commissioners cannot ease or deliver us by allowing an abatement. In the early July pages of the 1744 Poor Richard's Almanac, Franklin advises business people to keep a healthy skepticism when it comes to working with outside consultants, as God heals and the doctor takes the fees. Beginning in the early July pages of the 1755 Almanac, Poor Richard Riley observed, "Who is wise? He that learns from everyone. Who is powerful? He that governs his passions. Who is rich? He that is content. And who is that? Nobody." So remember, a penny saved is still a penny earned, even though Ben Franklin never really said this.
Dr. Blaine McCormick is a management professor at the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University and the author of Ben Franklin, America's Original Entrepreneur, a new version of Franklin's best-selling autobiography written specifically for business readers. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review on Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.